Hi, this is Paul Slackers, Good News Planet, speaking to Dr. Rachel Hertz. Hi, doctor, how are you?
I'm fine, thank you, Paul. How are you?
Okay, good. Now, we're going to learn about smell, and you're a world-renowned expert on smell. Actually, how does a human being smell?
You mean how do we perceive?
Yeah, so, how do we like smell a beautiful lilac like it's on your website, okay? And how do we smell that beautiful lilac? Is it through our nose? Is it through our eyes? Is it through our ears? How do we smell?
Well, just as you probably assume, it's through our nose. And every day we breathe in about 20,000 times. And every time we inhale, we have the opportunity to experience a new scent. And so what happens is when we breathe in air, the molecules of fragrance that are in the air around us travel up the nose and they land on a patch of tissue where the olfactory receptors are. And so the receptors are right out there, exposed to the environment, interacting with the fragrances that we're breathing in. And after that initial interaction, it sends an impulse into the brain, actually directly into the part of the brain where emotions and memories are processed. So we perceive smell and we get an emotional bang pretty much at the exact same time.
Okay. All right. I guess you have a defined answer on that one. How about, though, your eyes? So, yes, I'm a sort of a little bit of a smellaholic. So when I go near plants, I like to sometimes smell them. And sometimes I'm disappointed because they have no smell. And sometimes they smell phenomenal. Your interpretation of what you think is going to happen have any bearing, or is it just as you state in the nose?
So what you just said is actually extremely important. So we use our eyes as the primary sort of data collection sensory system around us. And often when we see something or we read something, we have this expectation, oh, it's going to smell like this, or it's going to be whatever the case might be. And often that can actually really guide what we perceive something as being. So if we smell something and the label says apple spice, and we're not exactly sure, if we hadn't seen that label, we might not be 100% sure what it is. As soon as we see apple spice, it triggers this sort of lock in our brain. Okay, yes, that's what it is, apple spice. But there's other times, like you said, when you're expecting something and it isn't that way, either because there's no scent there or it smells different than what we expect. And that can often not work out quite as well as we'd like it to, because we don't like it when our expectations aren't met. But definitely we use our eyes and also what we read around us to hone in on what we're perceiving. Because the problem is with smell, and you bring up eyes, is that smells are invisible. So we're always using our eyes and our ears to try to figure out where things are and what things are smelling like. And we get a lot of information from our eyes to help us interpret what it is that we're perceiving through our nose.
Now, do you smell apple spice the same way I smell apple spice?
So another fantastic question, and the answer is probably not exactly the same, because unless you have an identical twin, every single person on the planet has a slightly different sense of smell. And what I mean by that is that the receptors in our nose that are being expressed to perceive different fragrances are a little bit different between all of us. And so the way that you smell apple spice might not be exactly how I smell it, but we can both love it just the same. And it has to do with the experiences that we've associated to the smell. So if we both have that same inspirational invigoration kind of association to apple spice, we can both agree, yeah, I love that. It really makes me energized. I really feel great when I smell it. But deep down in our noses, it might not be 100% the same experience.
It's all very fascinating, very interesting. How about moods? I mean, some people, you know, put lilac or lavender, and, you know, they might put that in their rooms or, you know, near them. Does smell affect someone's mood?
Absolutely, smells affect mood. So because of the fact that the part of the brain that's being triggered as soon as we smell something is where emotions and memory is processed, we get the whole mood complement that goes along with that. So you smell something that makes you feel happy, you're going to feel that same state generally. And maybe it's going to be an invigorated happy, maybe it's a calm happy, and that can persist with us for a while. And in fact, it can stay with us even longer than the scent. So let's say we walk into a room in the home and it's got like a great apple spice smell to it, and that can make you feel inspired and excited. And then you walk outdoors or you walk into a different room and there's no scent there. Well, you can still feel that excited, invigorated emotion with you for a period of time. And in fact, that's why go ahead. Sorry.
No, go on.
No,
Sorry, go on.
I was just going to say that the reason I partnered with Glade for this project is because they really have an understanding of the importance of smell and how emotion is so deeply involved, and how, in particular, using the fragrances of the season, we can really bring about a time of transformation for us and move beyond it and really get into the emotions of the season.
So fragrances of the season is based upon, in essence, nature, that, you know, something's happening in autumn, something's happening in spring outside, and we're talking about capturing that.
Exactly. I mean, it has to do with what we associate, and typically, you know, depending upon where you live in the country, it could also be a little bit different. Like, you know, in the Northeast where I am, you know, the seasons are really vividly displayed in colors and trees and things like, you know, pumpkin and apples and so forth that I've already mentioned. And so a lot of times those are really obvious. But if you live somewhere else and maybe you wanted to capture those fragrances, that, let's say, if you live somewhere where the seasons don't have that much change associated with them in terms of the outdoors, because the weather doesn't change quite as much, like if you lived in San Diego where it's always the same, then you could transform the feelings of the seasons through fragrances in your home and feel as though like you're really getting into it. Like, so maybe it doesn't really get colder outside, but you can still feel cozy with apple and cinnamon sorts of smells and get into that in that way.
So how does a company, a great, you know, a great socially responsible corporation to begin with, been around for a long time, how do they, in essence, do we call it duplicate a smell? Or how do they make you feel that apple spice smell? Let's just use that as an example.
Well, they work with perfumers to create,
that?
Pardon?
Well, how do they do that?
Well, they work with perfumers to try to create the best possible combination of fragrances to bring about an emotional state. That's really what they're working with. So the new autumn collection that Glade has come out with this season builds on the traditional fragrance notes that are familiar to this time of year, like pumpkin, like caramel, like apples and cinnamon and so forth, and it brings it to a new level. So the idea is not to necessarily create the exact same thing as if you were standing in a pumpkin patch, but rather to go above and beyond that and bring in something kind of new and glamorous and mysterious, to shake it up a little bit, to take people outside of their comfort zone. So the idea is to actually really create a scent that can bring about an emotional transformation within you. And that's just something that perfumers work a lot on, and to try to do the best possible thing that they can.
Is there a website that we can send people to? I know you have one yourself.
Yeah, absolutely. All this information and on the very, very large palette of fragrances, I would say go to glade.com.
Okay. So two last questions. First of all, well, three last questions. Why did you go into this field?
So,
smell. What inspired you?
Well, I've always been really interested in the intersection between biology and psychology, and the science of scent is a perfect way of studying that. And I've also always been a really sensory person, you know, really always touching the bread, squeezing the bread. My mom used to say, stop squeezing the bread, smelling everything. And so I've always been very much influenced by my senses. And so this was a really natural fit when I realized this was something I could study, which at the time people thought I was very strange for choosing it as a topic, but I'm very glad that I did.
And I'm glad you did, too. What's good news for you, Rachel, in any aspect of your life?
I just got a new dog, and I'm getting used to her new smells, too. So I'm going to need to burn some candles in the house, actually, because of the new dog smell.
Beautiful. Okay, last question. We're very involved with World Peace and the International Day of Peace, which is September 21st. If we could put a smell all over the world, so I ask people, what does peace mean to them? But geez, wouldn't that be something if we could just put a beautiful, beautiful smell and everybody just calm down, or whoever wasn't calm to be calm? So I ask millions of people, what does peace mean to them? So how about you, Rachel? What does peace mean to you?
Well, that's absolutely a wonderful question, and also because peace means so many different things to different people. And I think the smells like baby powder smells, like that sort of warm, really childhood related smells, I think that often really helps to calm people down in general. But it's really the case that you want to find the smells that really work best for you, so vanilla or apple or whatever the case might be. And that's the key, but I would agree that everyone on September 21st should find their smell of peace, and we should all smell it at the same time.
Beautiful. Beautiful. Wow. Great answer. Thanks so much, and thank you for sharing the good news with us, Rachel. Take care.
Thank you, Paul.
Dare to let fragrance take you places you never thought you'd go. Ignite your daring side with the Glade Autumn Fragrance Collection.